Accordingly, Major General Alexander A. Vandegrift assigned these targets to his best-trained units, the Raiders and Marine parachutists. They would get a bitter foretaste of the fighting that faced Americans in the Pacific. H hour on Tulagi was 8 a.m. August 7, 1942. The 1st Raider Battalion came ashore on the island's southern coast, designated Blue Beach. The landing was unopposed, and the Raiders were later supported by the 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines. Around noon, they ran into heavy resistance that continued into the night, culminating with several Japanese bonsai attacks on the Raider lines. Japanese troops fought to the death from caves and dugouts that had to be blasted with high explosives and grenades. By the next day, Colonel Merritt Red Mike Edson, the 1st Raider Battalion commander, declared the island secure. Raider losses were 38 killed and 55 wounded. About 350 defenders were killed, and only 3 prisoners were taken. The twin islands of Gavutu Tanambogo lie 3,000 yards east of Tulagi. On the afternoon of August 7th, H plus 4, the 1st Parachute Battalion landed on Gavutu after a brief shore bombardment. The 1st Company met no resistance, but the succeeding waves were raked by fusillades of machine gun and rifle fire. Within minutes, 10% of the 397 Marine parachutists were killed or wounded. The surviving paratroopers moved inland, destroying Japanese holed up in caves and seizing the island's high ground. But the island was not yet secure. Tanambogo, connected to Gavutu by a 500-yard causeway, still had to be subdued. General Rupertus sent B Company of the 2nd Marines against Tanambogo. Their initial assault was a disaster. Heavy small arms fire smashed into B Company's Higgins boats, landing craft, and the landing was aborted. The company tried again, and this time reached the shore. An additional battalion was brought in, and the island was firmly in Marine hands on August 8th. By the end of the operation, more than 20% of the paratroopers were killed or wounded, the highest casualty rate of all of the initial landing forces on Guadalcanal. 10 days after the landings at Guadalcanal, A and B Companies of the 2nd Raider Battalion, led by Lieutenant Colonel Evans Carlson, would make one of the most perilous raids of the war. The raid on Makin Atoll, primarily a diversion to lure Japanese attention away from the main landings at Guadalcanal, went badly from the start.